What's up, guys? It's DJ Soundwave here, coming to you live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Thanks so much for tuning in to my 7th episode of Uncovered, where I feature the best of up-and-coming YouTube cover musicians. I hope you all are having a great Tuesday and a great November so far. Man, I feel like November came and suddenly it became winter overnight here. I was just talking about this with DJ Freebird before my show. I've been freezing for the past couple of days. We went from like 75 degrees on Halloween to like 55 degrees real quick. It's been cold AF. I'm pretty down though. I love wearing winter clothes, sweaters and scarves. Right now I have sweater, yoga pants, UGG boots on. I got my hot tea I'm drinking. Love bundling up by the fire, and I'm super excited for the holiday season that's coming up. Thanksgiving is only 2 weeks away. Not next week, but the week after. Yay! I'm so excited to eat a ton and have a few days off of school. Last week on the show, I played a cover of Adele's new song, Hello, by a guy named Leroy Sanchez. Really amazing cover. Leroy is a really talented vocalist, and he sounded incredible on the track. I actually have his page liked on Facebook, and I saw that he posted a link saying that he was featured on People magazine online in an article called 5 Covers of Adele's Hello You Need to Hear Right Now, which is super cool. His cover now has over 7 million views, and he actually just posted that he hit over 1 million subscribers on YouTube, which is a really great accomplishment and a really impressive milestone for somebody who is trying to make it big online. His cover is featured alongside the South Korean Schoolgirls cover that is kind of going viral across social media right now. I'm sure you've seen it or heard it at this point. Nobody seems to know her name, but she performs a really phenomenal cover of the Adele song. Very passionate, but understated. Go check that out. Just Google it. Korean Schoolgirl, Adele's Hello, and it'll just come up instantly. I've got some super talented musicians lined up for you today. This show, you're going to hear covers of Justin Bieber's new song, Sorry, a mashup of Taylor Swift's songs, Style and Blank Space, and David Guetta featuring Sia's Titanium, as well as a brand new celebrity cover. Like always, I would like to thank you all in advance for listening and supporting me and up-and-coming YouTube cover musicians and my show, Uncovered. The first musician I'd like to play here today is a girl named Annie Pattison. She's a singer-songwriter from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And I'm pretty sure she's only 17 years old. Her YouTube handle is just her name, Annie Pattison, and that's Pattison, P-A-T-T-I-S-O-N, Pattison. Her Facebook page and her personal website, which is anniepattison.com, say that she was inspired by country music at a young age, listing Garth Brooks, Sheryl Crow, and Lady Antebellum as her influences. However, she seems to cover more pop songs than country, so I'm personally not really sure what her genre is. Her self-titled debut EP is out on iTunes right now. Her personal website says that she is invited regularly to sing for professional sports teams in Canada, including the NHL Calgary Flames, the hockey team. It also says that she is the youngest person ever to be given a starring role in the Calgary Stampede Grandstand show, performing in front of over 25,000 people each night, which I guess is a pretty big deal in Canada. I've personally never heard of it, but It was kind of featured on her website that she had done that, so it must be a pretty big deal. She plays the guitar, and she also plays the piano. And I think that she's a really talented singer, especially for someone who is so young. The cover that I'm going to be playing for you guys today is Annie Pattison's cover of Justin Bieber's new song, Sorry. This song is pretty new. It was released just about 2 weeks ago, and it is the second single off of his new album, Purpose, which will be released in just 3 days on November 13th. The lead single on that album is What Do You Mean? I'm sure you've all heard that song. Sorry is produced by Skrillex, who's a DJ, very well known, who he actually made the song Where Are You Now with, which I didn't know at all. I wasn't able to determine if Skrillex is actually on the track. I don't know if he made the background beat or something, but he definitely produced the song. Sorry reached the top 5 in 16 countries, including the US and Canada. My good friend Dizzy D is legitimately obsessed with this song, and I think deservedly so. It has a really great dance beat, and the Biebs sounds really good on the track. I really like it a lot. The music video is really fun too. It features the dancers of Request Dance Crew and the Royal Family Dance Crew, all decked out in kind of vintage 90s outfits, dancing all crazy. It's really fun. As of November 5th, that video has over 73 million views on YouTube, and the song was only released about 2 weeks ago. The Biebs is actually having kind of a resurgence as of late. I'm sure you all know how he started out by becoming incredibly famous after being discovered on YouTube by manager Scooter Braun. He was just 13 years old at the time, which is super cool. And just 1 week later after being discovered by Scooter Braun, he was singing in front of Usher. The young Bieber was soon signed to Raymond Braun Media Group, RBMG, which was a joint venture between Scooter Braun and Usher. Justin Timberlake was also reportedly in the running to sign Bieber as well, but he lost the bidding war to Usher, which is something I just learned the other day. I had no idea. Usher helped Bieber also sign to Island Records, which is L.A. Reid's label, soon after. Bieber has achieved considerable success at a very young age. He is only 21 now, and he already has 3 huge hit albums. He has won numerous fan-voted awards, including American Music Award for Artist of the Year in 2010 and 2012. He was listed 3 times by Forbes magazine as one of the top 10 most powerful celebrities in the world in 2011, 2012, and 2013. Pretty impressive. This guy's only 21. He's younger than I am. All of this fame comes at a price, though. He went through this kind of bad boy phase over the past few years. I'm sure you all know. Seems inevitable when you're a pop star at 15, but slowly I think the Biebs is starting to improve his public image. He's cooled down a lot, especially over the past year, making no major headlines and avoiding a lot of controversies, which looks really good for him. He is hardcore promoting his new album, Purpose, and I really honestly believe that it will be a huge success. What Do You Mean and Sorry have already achieved major international success. One can only assume that the rest of his album will follow suit. I follow the Biebs on Instagram for some reason. I'm not even that big of a fan of his, so I'm not really sure why I do. But I've just been seeing so much stuff from him about his new album. I'm pretty sure he had a bunch of different street artists around the world paint a mural for each track of the song, encouraging fans to go out and find them, the murals, and post a picture with the hashtag purpose.
And I really think that's a really cool and creative marketing strategy that will really help to boost his album.
I really like Annie Pattison's version of this new Beaver song. She strips it down, as many of these YouTube musicians do, and makes it sound like more of an emotional song. So, here is Annie Pattison's cover of Sorry by Justin Bieber on Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. Hope I don't run out of time. Can someone call the referee? Cause I just need more shot at forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. By once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeemer myself tonight. Cause I just need more shots, second chances. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say I'm sorry now? Sorry now. Sorry now. Sorry. Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say I'm sorry now? I'll take every single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I go, and then you go out and spill the truth. And we both say the words, say forgiveness. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say I'm sorry now? Just trying to get you back on me. Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say I'm sorry now?
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered Live here on Penguin Radio. That was just Annie Pattison's cover of Justin Bieber's new song, Sorry. I think this girl has such a nice pop voice, and I think that's partially because she's so young, but I feel like I could easily hear her voice on the radio. That's why it kind of surprised me so much when her Facebook and her website said that she was more of a country artist, because she definitely does a lot more pop songs, and I think her sound is really pop. I know that the Biebs released a short 13-second acoustic version of this song, a little clip, on his Instagram the day before releasing the actual song in full. And Annie's cover really reminds me of that. I love the original track, When Am I Not Down for a Great Dance Beat, but I feel like an acoustic version of this song really fits the lyrics and the sentiment of this song better. It's clearly written about apologizing to Selena Gomez. Anybody who's up on the Biebs can identify that pretty easily. And I feel like I'm excited to hear Bieber's acoustic version if and when he releases it in full. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed her cover. Once again, her YouTube handle is just her name, Annie Pattinson. Pattison, excuse me. I always want to say Pattinson, like there's an N in there. But that's Pattison, Pattison. She posts new covers every 2 weeks, and she's also on Facebook, so definitely go check her out. She's super young, and I only recently discovered her, so I'm really excited to see how she progresses as an artist. I mean, who knows? Maybe we'll see her Facebook page list her as a pop artist soon, because I think that's really what she is. Okay, I think we're going to move on to our next artist. If you're just tuning in, I'm DJ Soundwave, and this is Uncovered live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. The next musician that I want to play on the show is a girl named Louisa Wendorf. She's a pop singer-songwriter from Los Angeles. She plays the piano, guitar, and ukulele, and began professional vocal coaching at age 9, which is super young. Her YouTube handle is just her name, Louisa Wendorf. That's W-E-N-D-O-R-F-F. She moved from Southern California to Nashville, Tennessee, where she attended Belmont University for songwriting and music business. It's kind of what I want to do, music business. While in school, she began writing and recording her first EP, which she released in June of last year. It's called Arrow, and it's available on iTunes right now. Her EP rose to the number 2 spot on the iTunes singer-songwriter chart, gaining her the number 1 spot on Billboard's Heat Seekers chart. Louisa's talent was soon recognized when, late last year, Taylor Swift actually discovered her mashup video of 2 of her songs, Blank Space and Style, which is the cover I'm going to play you guys today. Taylor Swift somehow found her cover, her mashup cover. Taylor Swift said on Twitter, obsessed, and it launched Louisa into the spotlight. In no time, her YouTube mashup went viral. I'm sure you've all heard it already. It has over 17 million views in the first month alone. The mainstream media quickly discovered her, and soon news sites were writing articles about her, including Time, People Magazine, Huffington Post, Billboard, and Teen Vogue, which is pretty huge. With an international presence, the total views for her video now have surpassed 28 million. Earlier this year, Louisa performed live at E's Live Countdown to the Grammys red carpet. Pretty cool. Her Blank Space Style single was released on iTunes and rapidly climbed to the number 18 spot for all genres on iTunes. She also has a few other singles out on iTunes as well. She did this song with her friend Devin. The video is kind of mesmerizing, with Louisa and Devin standing back to back, Devin playing the guitar, with the camera circling around them. You guys should definitely watch the video to get the full effect there. Taylor Swift has quickly become a huge international pop star, all within the course of a few years. She was born and raised in Pennsylvania. She moved to Nashville at the age of 14 to pursue a career in country music. She quickly signed with the independent label Big Machine Records and became the youngest songwriter ever hired by the Sony ATV Music Publishing House. Now, I was never really a big fan of Taylor Swift's when she first hit the whole music scene, but it was only when she began her crossover to pop music did I really start to say, huh, her songs are pretty catchy. And that's also actually when I kind of began to like country music a little bit more. The whole country pop movement, you know, Taylor Swift, Lady Antebellum, Band Perry, these are all kind of like country pop bands, which have hit more of the mainstream media and music scene. That's kind of when I began to kind of like country a little bit more. She's obviously really known for her narrative songs about her own personal experiences, oftentimes about her relationships. As a songwriter, she has been honored by the Nashville Songwriters Association and the Songwriters Hall of Fame. She's won 7 Grammy Awards, an Emmy Award, 22 Billboard Music Awards, 11 Country Music Association Awards, 8 Academy of Country Music Awards, and 1 Brit Award. Her resume is a mile long. She is one of the best-selling artists of all time, having sold more than 40 million albums, including 27.1 million in the U.S., and 130 million single downloads. Just this year, she became the youngest woman ever to be included on Forbes' 100 Most Powerful Women list, which is pretty cool. She's kind of a force to be reckoned with, especially with her whole squad of girls that she always hangs around, and her recent relationship with boyfriend Scottish DJ Calvin Harris. Her most recent album, 1989, which is the album that both Blank Space and Style are from, was released last year and sold more copies in its opening week than any album in the previous 12 years, making Swift the first and only act to have 3 albums sell more than 1 million copies in the opening release week. Its singles, Shake It Off, Blank Space, and Bad Blood all reached number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100. I really love Louisa Wendorf's mashup of Blank Space and Style. So here it is. Remember, you're hearing it on Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
I got that James Dean daydream look in my eye. You got that red lipped plastic thing that I like when we go crashing down. We come back every time. Never go out of style.
Love the players, out of style. Love the game. Oh, 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 midnight. You come and pick me up, no headlights. Dry could end in burning flames or paradise. Cause we're young and we're reckless. We'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless with a nasty scar. Got a long list of ex-lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane. But I got a blank space, baby.
I got that James Dean daydream look in my eye. You got that red lip classic thing that I like. When we go crashing down, we come back every time. Never go out of style, out of style.
Fade into you.
It's been a while since I've even heard from you.
I should just wait and leave, cause I know exactly where it leads, but I watch us go round and round and round each time.
I got that James Dean,
so it's gonna be forever.
Daydream look in my eye.
It's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over. If the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players. And you love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless. We'll take this way too far.
Out of style.
And I'll write your name.
come and pick me up, no headlights. Long drive, stand in burning flames of paradise.
Thanks so much for tuning in. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered here on Penguin Radio. That was just Louisa Wendorf's mashup cover of Blank Space and Style by Taylor Swift. She actually does a lot of mashup covers on her YouTube channel, but this one is undeniably the best. Mashing up two songs by the same artist is kind of genius. The songs sound so similar, the rhythm is the same, but at the same time, they're different, they're different songs, the lyrics are different, but they kind of go together. But somehow, I would have never thought to put these two songs together. I feel like creating mashups is a real art, and Louisa definitely succeeded in creating a really great new version of these two songs. Plus, her and her friend Devin's voices pair together so nicely. It really helps to tell the narrative of the song, which with Taylor Swift is 95% of the time about a relationship, so having two voices there really helps with the narrative. Also, like I mentioned before in the video, it's kind of a circling camera angle in the video, and it really mirrors the lyrics of Style. Watch us go round and round each time. It's kind of cool to see the camera angle going around and around each time, around them. It really goes with the lyrics really well. So I hope you guys enjoyed that cover as much as I did. Make sure you go to check out her YouTube channel. Her YouTube handle is just her name, Louisa Wendorf, W-E-N-D-O-R-F-F. Right about now, I think we're going to take a quick break. I'll be back with more Uncovered in just a few minutes. Remember, I'm DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Penguin Radio.
Love.
Welcome back to Uncovered. I'm DJ Soundwave, and you're listening live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Thanks again for tuning in. If you missed the first two segments, I played some awesome covers of Justin Bieber's new song, Sorry, and also a mashup cover of Blank Space and Style by Taylor Swift. If you're just tuning in and wanted to check those covers out, you can find my entire show today as a podcast on Penguin Radio later this week at radio.dominican.edu under Uncovered. The next artist that I'm going to play on the show today, I actually featured on my second episode of Uncovered. Her name is Madeline Bailey. She's a 23-year-old singer-songwriter from a small town in Wisconsin, but she now lives in Los Angeles. She has over 2 million followers on YouTube, and her YouTube handle is just her name, Madeline Bailey, and that's Madeline spelled M-A-D-I-L-Y-N, Madeline Bailey. She also has a Facebook page listed under her name, as many of these new up-and-coming musicians do. She's gotten pretty internet famous due to her cover of Titanium by David Guetta featuring Sia, which has now over 64 million views alone on that video. And when I first mentioned that on my second show a few weeks ago, the number was actually 62 million views. So within the past few weeks, she's gotten an additional 2 million views on this video, which is pretty insane. According to her Facebook page, her Titanium cover charted her as high as number 2 on the US iTunes singer-songwriter charts. This is the cover that I discovered her from, and it's the song that I'm going to be playing you guys today. Madeline is amazing. Her voice is clear, her range is incredible, and her sound is really unique. Another really popular video of hers is her cover of Sia's Chandelier, which is such a difficult song to sing, and she sounds amazing on the track. She definitely uses really professional mics, which help to showcase her talent. She plays the guitar and also the piano. It says on her Facebook page that she's signed with Warner Music Group and Play On Records, which is a French company. It also says on her Facebook that she has played shows all over the country as a solo artist, and she also toured around the US and Canada with fellow YouTube musicians Boyce Avenue. If you search Madeline's name on iTunes, actually a lot of stuff will come up. She has her first EP called Bad Habit, filled with all original songs, as well as full albums of covers and cover singles, which is pretty cool. So, as I mentioned before, the song that I'm going to be playing you guys today is Madeline's cover of Titanium by David Guetta featuring Sia. David Guetta is a French DJ and music producer, hugely popular in the United States. Titanium is a single from his fifth studio album, Nothing But The Beat, which was released in 2011. The track hit top 10 positions in many major music markets, including the United States. In the UK, it peaked at number 1, becoming Guetta's fifth number 1 single on the chart and Sia's first. This is a really great song. I personally love it. It's super difficult to sing, but Madeline does an amazing job on it. So, here is Madeline Bailey's cover of Titanium by David Guetta featuring Sia. Remember, you're hearing it on Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, on Penguin Radio. radio.dominican.edu.
You shout hello, but I can't hear a word you say. I'm talking loud, not saying much. I'm criticized, but all your bullets ricochet. You shoot me down, but I get up. Bulletproof, nothing to lose. Fire away, ricochet, take your aim. Fire away, shoot me down, but I won't fall. I am titanium. Shoot me down, but I won't fall. I am titanium. Cut me down, but it's you who have further to fall. Ghost town, haunted love. Raise your voice, but sticks and stones may break my bones. I'm talking loud, not saying much. I'm bulletproof, nothing to lose. Fire away, ricochet, take your aim. Fire away, shoot me down, but I won't fall. I am titanium. Shoot me down, but I won't fall. I am titanium.
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered here on Penguin Radio. That was Madeline Bailey's cover of Titanium by David Guetta featuring Sia. You can see why her cover is so popular. Isn't she amazing? I love this cover so much. I think it's the best cover of this song out there right now. She has such a powerful voice and such an amazing falsetto. She has so much power behind her falsetto, which is really nice to hear. And I think she did this song so well. It seems like it's so suited for her vocal range and for her tone. I just love this cover. I think it's amazing. I really hope you guys enjoyed it. Definitely make sure to go check out her YouTube channel. She has a ton of really amazing covers, and she posts new covers pretty frequently, always covering the newest songs, the songs right when they come out, she covers them. And her production quality is really great. The sound is amazing on all of her covers. She always has them filmed by some sort of cinematographer, and so it's really cool to see her new covers. Her YouTube handle is just her name, Madeline Bailey, and that's Madeline spelled M-A-D-I-L-Y-N, Madeline Bailey. Okay, guys, now we're going to move into our last segment of the show. If you're just tuning in, this is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. If you missed the first few segments of my show and you wanted to check those covers out, as always, you can find my entire show today as a podcast on Penguin Radio later this week at radio.dominican.edu under Uncovered. Right about now, it's time for this week's celebrity cover. If you all have been tuning in for the past few weeks, you know that I'm going to close off each show with a segment where I play a song by a more established artist covering another established artist's song. This week, I'm going to be playing you Dixie Chicks' cover of Landslide, originally by Fleetwood Mac. This song is a classic, and actually a really popular cover song for up-and-coming musicians on YouTube. It was written in 1975 by Stevie Nicks and performed by her with Fleetwood Mac. Stevie Nicks has been deemed the reigning queen of rock and roll and one of the 100 greatest singers of all time by Rolling Stone magazine. And as a member of Fleetwood Mac, she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998. Landslide was certified gold in October 2009. Now, Fleetwood Mac is generally regarded as more of a rock, folky, bluesy rock group. But I've noticed that many country artists are attracted to this song. There's so many country artists who have covered this song, especially if you look on YouTube with these up-and-coming musicians. It's many country artists who are covering this song, Landslide. Dixie Chicks covered the song on their 2002 album, Home. It was released in September 2002 as the album's second single. Their version, featuring the group's trademark 2- and 3-part harmonies, reached the top 10 of both the Billboard Hot 100 and Hot Country Songs charts, as well as several other charts. It became the Dixie Chicks' only number one single to date on the Adult Contemporary chart. The lead singer of Dixie Chicks, Natalie Maines, said she was attracted in part to the song because she was then the same age that Stevie Nicks was when she initially wrote and performed the song. Their version has been certified gold by both the RIAA, the Record Industry Association of America, and the ARIA, the American Record Industry Association, matching the commercial success of the original version of the song. So Dixie Chicks got a lot of success from this cover, which is kind of interesting because it wasn't originally their song, but it's a great song nonetheless. And they did a really great job of covering it. So here it is, Dixie Chicks' cover of Landslide, originally by Fleetwood Mac. Remember, you're listening to it on Uncovered with me, DJ Soundwave, live on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Climbed a mountain and I turned around and I saw my reflection.
Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Soundwave, and you're listening to Uncovered here on Penguin Radio. I love the original version of this song, Landslide, by Fleetwood Mac. But how could you not love those harmonies that Dixie Chicks always incorporates? This song is super emotional. I remember the first time I heard it. I wasn't always familiar with this song, surprisingly. It's surprising because it's such a popular song. I only really heard this song within the past probably 5 years, which is, like I just said, pretty surprising. But it's such an emotional song. I immediately picked up on that. The lyrics are really personal. And I feel like the harmonies that Dixie Chicks uses really match the tone of the song. I think when you add a harmony into a song, for some reason, to me, it makes the song more emotional and it gives it so much more depth. I don't know. I love when established artists cover other established artists' songs. That's why I wanted to develop this whole celebrity cover segment for my show. Both Fleetwood Mac and Dixie Chicks are so talented. They've been so successful throughout their careers as musicians. Each of them is so unique and so different in their own way, but they each have created really beautiful versions of the same song, which I think is so cool, and that's why I love covers so much. I love music in general. I love it so much. Okay, I think we're going to close off the show today a little bit early tonight. If you like what you've been hearing, make sure to tune in next Tuesday from 5 to 6 p.m. for my 8th episode of Uncovered. I'll be playing 3 more covers for you guys, as well as closing off the show with a brand new celebrity cover. For now, remember, I'm DJ Soundwave, and you've been listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.